Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is declaring victory after an appeals court threw out the massive civil fraud penalty against him.
President Donald Trump declared total victory on Thursday after a New York appeals court threw out a massive civil fraud judgment against him. Now, the court narrowly endorsed a lower court position that Trump exaggerated his net worth, exaggerated the value of his assets, including Trump Tower and his golf courses. However, the five-judge panel in the state's appellate division ruled that the fine, the penalty, which ballooned with interest to $515 million, that was excessive. They knocked the amount down to zero.
Correspondent Michael Sysak reporting, the president says the case and the verdict were political moves by Democrats. A former top aide to New York City Mayor Eric Adams is among seven people facing new charges in an ongoing corruption case. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Adams's former chief of staff and closest confidant, Ingrid Lewis Martin, is one of seven people facing new charges in the corruption investigation that has swirled around City Hall for 2 years. Adams himself has not been charged, but the case will thrust the corruption allegations that have dogged the Democrat back into focus while he runs for re-election. Others facing charges include Lewis Martin's son, Glenn D. Martin, former state senator Jesse Hamilton, and two of Adams's political donors, siblings Tony and Gina Argento. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Dr. James Dobson, a child psychologist who founded the conservative ministry Focus on the Family and was a politically influential campaigner for pro-life and pro-family causes, has died at the age of 89. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 152 points, the NASDAQ drops 72. This is SRN News. It's back to school time in the United States, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
And that means a lot of youngsters will be getting some extra exposure to the scriptures through LifeWise Academy. The ministry tells the Christian Post that it has signed up nearly 100,000 kids in 34 states for Bible classes, which they will attend by taking time off from their regular public school classes. Many states allow students to obtain religious education off campus for a few hours each week, and a growing number of families are taking advantage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Prime Minister of Israel is taking his counterpart in Australia to task for vowing to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Benjamin Netanyahu says history will remember Anthony Albanese for what he is, a weak politician who betrayed Israel and abandoned Australia's Jews. The decision by Albanese to recognize a Palestinian state comes at a time when anti-Semitism is surging. SRN News. The markets continued their downward trend today.
Stocks fell to their fifth straight loss in a muted day of trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% Thursday. The index hasn't risen since hitting its latest all-time high last Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 152 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.3%. Walmart lost 4.5%. The big retailer reported weaker profits for the spring than the market was expecting. Nvidia and other big tech stocks held a bit steadier following 2 days of sharp swings. Seth Sutel, New York.
Both Wall Street and the White House will be paying close attention to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's high-profile speech Friday at the Fed's annual economic symposium at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It comes as mixed signals about the economy complicate the Fed's upcoming decision on interest rates. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.